Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 26, and Paul, being the romantic guy that he
is,
just reminded me that 26 is half a year, so this is our six-month anniversary. Ping's six-month anniversary. And as such, what did you get me?
Well, it's actually not our six-month anniversary. If anything, Max should have gotten you something because you started the show with Max.
Well, one of you had to give me something. I've been here every week for 6 months.
Right. I got you some free comedy tickets.
Oh, just what I always wanted.
Yeah, you can come see my terrible show again.
Free tickets to the Parlor Live. There you go. Let's start the show.
Yep.
All right, Paul, are you a big football fan?
I'm not.
Really?
Yeah,
are you? I find that shocking.
Yes, I am, actually. I was born and raised on the New York Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets.
Yeah, I was born and raised on the Detroit Lions.
So you know of football.
Well, they don't know of football, so. when you have a perfect lost season.
Sadly, they're not performing much better as of lately. And we lost Favre this, but anyway, let's move on.
Favre.
The big win here, what would have the relevance to us and to you guys at home, is that it's a big win for Microsoft. NBC has just announced that they'll be streaming the Sunday night football games using Silverlight.
In full HD.
Full HD. And yep. I think there's five cameras, there's instant replay.
Slow motion, DVR-like capabilities.
This is awesome. This would almost make me rather watch it through the Silverlight media player than on television.
Yeah, like I don't even have cable anymore, so this is the only way I'd be able to watch it.
I had to get DirecTV so I could get the Sunday tickets so I could watch the Jets because they don't play the East Coast games here.
Wow, you really do care about
this
stuff.
I really do, and I'm big into fantasy football too, so if anyone has a team that they want me to join, I will crush you on fantasy football. But anyway, this is great. We've now had the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Which was amazing. I was so impressed with how well the technology worked and how it could stream it live and you could look at things on demand in such great quality.
I'm not going to lie. I think Silverlight is by far and away one of our most impressive products.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had the Michael Jackson Memorial Service.
Yep, I didn't get a chance to tune into that. But
I watched it live, but that's shocking again. Yeah. Anyway, now people without cable like Paul, you guys can all watch Sunday Night Football streaming through Silverlight, powered with Silverlight.
I know. Good job, Microsoft.
Go Jets!
All right, so for you Windows 7 fanboys out there that haven't had Movie Maker yet, we just released Windows Movie Maker 14. It's out of beta, and it's part of our Windows Live application downloads.
This is true. Do you edit video?
I do edit video from time to time. Nothing near as professional as this show, though.
Right. Well, this show is actually not edited with Movie Maker, and I have edited with Movie Maker. I usually use Premiere. Obviously, it's got a lot more features and functionality.
And when Microsoft puts the bill, then it's a little easier.
That is true. It does help a little bit. But have you tinkered around with Movie Maker? Either the current version, the latest release, or older versions?
Yeah, older versions I played with Movie Maker and Photo Story. I actually put together a little touching video for my mom.
Aww.
I said, thanks for the last 22 years, and put it all together with some
Microsoft. You are just a big softy, Paul. It's a big softy.
Microsofty.
Anyway, I think this is a good news. I'm glad that they got released out of beta. It's interesting to me. Why are they not releasing it with Windows 7? Why doesn't it just come with it? What's the benefit of making Microsoft go ahead and or people do an extra download?
So by having this as an independent download, it means that it can be updated more frequently, and it's not tied to the core operating system, so they can have one code base across Vista, Windows 7, and it also increases the awareness of the application by associating it with Windows Live. It's more of the internet-facing people that can download Windows Live Photo Gallery, Windows Live Movie Maker, mm-hmm. Windows Live Messenger. There's just a whole suite of applications that were...
So it's actually beneficial to us. So people who might have been griping, saying, well, why doesn't it come with it immediately?
Yep.
This is actually for their benefit. This is better for them.
And just having it in a group that constantly needs to be innovating on it and releasing new article or new features is a good thing.
Right on. Well, there you go. So it's good for you. All right, Paul. It's sort of widely perceived that the hip young college students are going to be carrying non-PCs. Correct? I mean, is that the belief out there?
Yeah, that's kind of the word on the street.
Right. That like if you are an uptight white businessman, you'll be running Windows. But if you like Paul, But if you're hip and young and cool and artsy, you're going to be on an Apple.
Like you. But you're
right,
not.
But I'm not. And apparently, neither are most of the students registering for college this upcoming semester. Reason being, we can't afford them.
I know, right?
The price point on netbooks is, you know, a few hundred dollars. That's the route that people are taking. And that's the market share. We're not winning.
Yep. There was actually a survey that was recently that was released to 300 students across the nation. And 34% of them said that they were going to be purchasing a netbook for their main back-to-school computer. Mm-hmm. 49% said they're going to do a full Windows notebook. And only, I think it was 17% were considering Macintosh.
Right on.
So this kind of shows that the trend toward Macs being the number one college notebook is no longer the case.
Right, so maybe the cool factor is being overdone by the cheapness factor.
Yeah. Or maybe
because it's cool to save money.
That's one of the things that we're actually trying to get out there with our Laptop Hunter campaigns is that it's actually, we're associating cool and hipness with being cost effective.
Right, because then you have money to buy clothes and everyone knows clothes is what really makes you cool.
That's true. And we might also be increasing our cool factor with Windows 7 and the perception out there.
I think so.
So people don't see such a huge discrepancy between the Mac OS and the Windows OS.
We're cool.
And cheap.
Just me.
So I recently got a foreword on a little YouTube video that's had about 5 million hits. It actually shows a little music video that's made completely out of Windows sounds from Windows 98 and Windows XP.
Right, so like the ding and the little operating system
Wait,
sounds.
What were those again?
Ding.
Okay. All right, yeah, that sounds
like
about right.
When you turn up the volume, it goes ding. Or when you get a new mail or something like that, those are the sounds.
Yeah, now so
and now they're a song.
They are a song. Let's take a look at it. Okay, so now I think that we should actually call out to the Channel 9 people and take sounds that Laura just made and turn that into a song.
Yeah, that's one option. Or what I was going to say, Paul, is that these people who made this song have entirely too much free time.
Yeah.
And I would hate to insult our Niners by asking them to waste their time doing something of the sort.
It would not be a waste at all. Or if we just get like a YouTube video out there with Laura just repeatedly saying that over and over again.
Right?
Or
we could just play Paul's dance music video.
No,
the PBC boy band.
No, maybe. Okay.
All right, Paul, a couple weeks back, we talked about the Windows 7 team, you know, doing the right thing and handing out free copies to the people who were the hardcore beta testers. And now it turns out that they're also offering what normally is, and this is for everybody, a 30-day free trial. If you know the secret code, you can get, you like that?
Yeah.
You can put that in the song.
Yeah.
You can get 120-day free. They actually allow you to refresh the 30-day free trial period three times.
Right. So it's not necessarily a free trial period. It's just it's just a period where you don't have to submit your activation to Microsoft. So you still have to theoretically buy Windows.
Or retain a copy somehow.
Right. And then instead of going to the internet or calling a phone number and activating it in 30 days, there is a little command line code out there that you can type in that will extend that 30-day window up to three additional times.
So 120 days. And then if you, by that point, haven't gotten a legitimate serial key, right?
Yep.
No more for you.
Right.
So it's a free trial.
Sure, it's a free trial.
It's a 120-day free trial, but they don't put this information out there for everyone to know. You kind of have to know the secret code.
Yeah.
Or
subscribe to the Windows Secrets newsletter.
Which do you?
No.
So
no,
you might not know the code right now.
But I also...
I could know something that you don't know.
I also get Windows for free.
You're just crushing me every time, Paul.
Yeah, every time. But it's cool that this thing, you know, you can run it for 120 days. It's like Forrest Gump just runs for like months on end, and then one day just kind of says,
yeah, it's done.
I'm done.
It's done.
Next.
All right, we are just about at the end of the show, but one story I really wanted to, just the one story, everything else I didn't care about, but this one story I really wanted to talk about this week because I found it on Steve Clayton's blog, Geeks in Disguise. We've talked about him before.
Geeks in Disguise.
I've talked about him before. He's a really good guy.
I've just lisped about him.
You do that. It's your persona, you know. Anyway, he found this web application, I suppose, done by these guys at MIT. It's called Personas, which basically you put in all this information about yourself, and it tells you how the internet sees you.
Yeah.
And it's interactive, and it's so awesome. So I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I want to know how I am seen.
Yep.
And apparently it doesn't see me at all, because yeah. I couldn't get
internet,
it to work.
The internet is blind to you.
And it doesn't see you at all. It currently is down, but the website is linked to, and if anyone can get it up and running, or if it just decides to come up and running, we will talk about this.
Yep.
Ingenious piece of, you know...
Yeah, of screenshots. personas.media.mit.edu.
It will work one day.
It should.
But not today. So I'm out of here. One, two... No, hold on. I did it!